All right, we got Mr. Skullhead on the mic for this, the last Jick and Skullhead show before the time just goes insane and all of you stupid people change your clocks. Did not get Jick in on Skype before the show started, so we will add Jick now. This is the Calling Jick song. Maybe you can sing along. Calling Jick, so much fun.
Hello.
Hey, I just regaled them with the Calling Jick song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was an excellent song, but I won't repeat it.
I'll have to check it out on the archive. Mm-hmm. How you doing there, Mr. Skullhead?
Well, you know, I was feeling like crap all day, but then I realized that was because I hadn't eaten all day. So around about 4 o'clock, had some food, and now I feel great. How are you?
I'm good. I feel better than I did. You know how an orgasm is like half a sneeze?
Uh-huh.
You know, or a sneeze is like half an orgasm?
Yeah.
You know how a sneeze is like half an orgasm?
Yeah, much more.
I had like 300 orgasms yesterday.
Wow, man.
Because I had 100 orgasms, and then I sneezed like 400 times.
Did you, were you using Herbal Essences shampoo at any of those points?
No, I wasn't. I came by them honestly.
All right.
Because all of my Herbal Essences shampoo is hot. I steal it. So I thought that I was in better shape and, not all stuffy headed and incapable of forming complete proper sentences, but I guess I wasn't.
Man.
Yeah, so I went to California. We went, me and my wife and Nama went to, get the stuff my wife left in California when she moved and the stuff Nama left in California when she moved.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had to do it kind of quickly. Like, we left from the bar at like 2 a.m.
right,
on Wednesday, because that was where they decided to do the trip. And then we came back. We left what, Friday night at midnight or something. And so yeah, sleep schedule kind of jacked up, and I had a cold the entire time. Plus, we stayed in this hotel where I got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and then I walked back and didn't realize that there was like this big entertainment center, so I just walked right into it. So I have this huge bruise on my leg with like a bloody gash in the middle of it.
Oh, that's excellent.
It is. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, so that's going to hurt for like 2 weeks because I'm old. Anyway, I went to a party at the pretentious artist's girlfriend's parents' house.
And their former roommate.
It was a big party, and there were some people there that we had fun talking to, and there was one of those giant sandwiches, and I ate some of it.
That's a good story.
I know. I picked up the Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion today, and I played it for about 3 minutes before the show. That's looking like it might be kind of cool. But it's really hard to say. You start out in a cell, and there are some bones, and you can pick them up instead of them just being scenery. So, huzzah.
Can you connect them to the ankle bone and then to the foot bone?
I don't know. It was like a skull, a rib cage, and like a femur. So I don't know what you'd make out of those.
I'm just picturing this very, very malformed person talking about how the femur is connected to the rib cage.
The rib cage is connected to the skull somehow.
Uh-huh.
I guess you could make a tennis racket out of the femur and the rib cage and then use the skull as a ball.
Huh.
I guess it'd be more like hi-a-lie.
Hi-a-lie. Hi-a-lie-lie. Lie-la-lie. Why do they have that in a song about a boxer?
I don't know. Maybe that's what he did when the New York City winters weren't bleeding him. Because boxing is a winter sport. I don't have any idea when boxing happens. It seems like the kind of thing that they could do whenever, you know? But then, in this day and age, most sports seem like the kind of thing you could do whenever, but they still have, like, seasons. Does wrestling have seasons?
I don't think so, but wrestling isn't a sport.
Well,
I mean, professional wrestling is just not a sport. It's scripted.
Yeah, but it has the same kind of it has the same kind of structure as a sport. I mean, what would you call it?
Soap opera.
Some sort of recurring event, but I mean, okay. soap operas don't have live spectators. You know, I mean, that, yeah.
Like a kung fu soap opera with a studio audience, pretty much.
With like a giant studio audience?
I mean, the difference between, I think, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and professional wrestling is Buffy has better scripts. It's just there are these big old fights, the outcome of which are determined and the moves of which are choreographed.
Yeah, but I'm not saying the wrestling itself. I'm just saying that as an institution, professional wrestling is a lot closer to, like, you know, the NFL than it is, I don't know, like...
Days of Our Lives.
Broadway play or something. I mean, yeah. Bunny Bandler wants you to do your Jake impression.
I don't understand why people keep asking me to do my impression of you when it's not even that good.
Okay. Did that happen in St. Louis, too?
Yeah.
Have you had a show since St. Louis?
No. Yeah, last show, we were both traveling.
All right. St. Louis was fun.
Yeah, it was very, very fun. San Francisco was actually really great as well.
Yeah, what'd you do there?
We stayed with Christina and her husband, and for most of the time, she just took us on these big tours of various parts of the city. And, like, you know, walked all over, saw lots of groovy stuff, got our wedding bands.
Huh.
Which we were going to call off, but then we decided not to.
Because people do want to hear that one again?
Yeah, it turned out. And Christine is a jeweler, so she had access to some kind of wholesale place where they sold rings and whatnot.
Yeah, I hear you can save a lot of money if you're a jeweler.
Don't call me Lur.
Anyone? Anyone? Jeweler? Anyone?
Yeah. Then the Bay Area Liquid Loathers was pretty hip. We saw Black Belt Duck do some karaoke, which was excellent.
I think Riff got us a sandwich, is what I was about to say. But that's my other good story from this week. Riff got a sandwich. All my boring stories have sandwiches in them. Just no, Riff got a package from Black Belt Duck with some pocky and whatnot in it, mostly whatnot.
Yeah, she did a cake for the Liquid Loathers that was a white cake with the entire main map page drawn on it.
A white cake with black curtains.
Uh-huh. And a mysterious island and the entire main map screen. It's kind of groovy.
That's cool. Did she do it like the way they can put digital stuff, like that print on the cake thing, or was it actually hand-drawn?
No, it was hand-drawn.
I think that's really neat. Have you seen those? Like, you can get a cake with a photograph on it?
Yeah. They basically print it out on a piece of rice paper and stick it on
the
cake.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was more like a plotter than a printer.
Now, if there was something that could print directly onto a cake, that would be really cool.
I mean, something that would, like, spray onto... I mean, you'd probably have to only get it on cakes that were a very specific shape or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, cake-shaped.
Like, you mean arena-shaped?
Yeah. We never did do the arena-shaped cake. I like California more after going this time.
Hmm.
I'm starting to understand why people from California are such assholes. Because they really are better than everyone else.
Yeah. They really are.
We didn't find any of the hot SoCal co-eds, though, from the porn website that bears that name.
All of the girls stayed tame.
Yeah, it was nuts, really. I was hoping to find that private island where girls would compete for my amusement. I never did, though.
And I think that's in Idaho.
Running the camera for some reason. Yeah, I know it is. That's actually where the boys compete for my amusement. None of them win. Because I like chicks, not dudes. Seriously.
Despite the overwhelming evidence.
Uh-huh. We went to the Santa Monica Pier, which I don't think I'd ever been to before, but it's, that was really the only thing. I was just kind of riding along, you know, on the trip that they were going to go on anyway. I kind of decided at the last minute to, like, just ride in the back seat, not make any decisions about anything for a couple days.
Uh-huh.
And so the only thing I wanted to do while I was there was go to an arcade, like, on a boardwalk. And I went to an arcade on a boardwalk. And then we played some, not skee-ball, but skee-ball-esque things. We got kicked out of the park a couple times, me and Armac, because we had the dog.
Hmm.
And they kicked us out of the park, so we went somewhere else, and then they were like, this is still the park. Fine. The dog got to shit on a pier.
Did it take a long shit off a short pier?
Yeah. The so the Santa Monica Pier appears in the Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines RPG. Mm. And what's interesting is that the homeless people on the pier in that video game, in that exact location in the real one, there were also homeless people.
Huh.
It's pretty cool. But I didn't, like, vampire them like I did in the RPG.
Did you vampire them or did you masquerade on them? Were they wearing?
I didn't, because they were in shades. Yeah, even though it was dark, which was weird. Oh boy. I didn't manage to win my wife any Cupie dolls. I also don't know what a Cupie doll is.
It's those weird little plastic dolls with the fucked up faces. They go precious and few are the moments that you... Yeah, never mind. Let's ask Google Image Search. I'm sure they'll... as usual, when I do a Google Image Search for something, it'll come up with a Cupie doll shoved up someone's gaping anus.
Right. Well, you got to turn Safe Search on.
Safe Search, you get like 20 Cupie dolls and one gaping anus.
If you search what?
If you turn the safe search on, or off, actually.
Oh, I see.
You get like a dozen of them. Wow, those are pretty fucking nightmare-inducing.
Okay. I don't know why you would want to win one of those for anyone.
Right.
Maybe if you went to the fair with someone you didn't like. I'm trying to think if anything else has happened. They put in the new Knob Lab store items that we'd been sitting on for like a year.
Excellent.
But that was nice. And then I drew them today, the ones that had sort of placeholder images.
I've seen that there's even more movement on the stuff that Sin drew the art for.
Yeah, there is. That's Xenophobe decided, I think, in the absence of any other direction for me while I was gone, to work on that. And he was working on it when I left there today. Oh, I decided to do this show from home. He was working on it when I left there. So that might have some stuff happening pretty soon. A lot of content in there. What else? Yeah, I feel like something else happened to the game since then, didn't it? Let's look at the announcements.
I don't know. I don't play that game. Well, like this week, yeah, I barely played at all.
I forget. Hey, we almost have health insurance.
Yay.
Closer to, being a real company that I can get sick of, like Ben and Jerry, and disappear into the mountains somewhere.
Kurt Cobain.
Instead of doing this anymore.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain got sick of making ice cream very quickly.
Yep.
No, he's the one who said that...
He started making ice cream more slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's the one that said the what?
Isn't he the one that said that now when I get on stage, I just feel like I'm punching a time clock?
Huh.
And then he killed himself with a big old gun.
I do know he used to shoot his gun.
But he doesn't know what it means. Apparently, because he would have known that it meant that you would be dead.
Yeah. We listened to some Nirvana in the car on the way to California. It's weird, I hadn't gone on like a long drive in a long time. Especially one late at night where the end is like struggling to stay awake. Or rather, you know, struggling to keep your wife awake. Which, driving at night, fun, and truck stoppy.
And we had an excellent time trying to get back from San Francisco. Well, I mean, getting San Francisco to Phoenix was pretty easy because we were in a plane. But some kind of hideous accident happened maybe 10 minutes before we got to the stretch of road whereupon it happened. And
Did you guys fly out? Or?
Yeah, we flew to San Francisco.
Okay.
But then we had to drive from the airport in Phoenix back up to Flag.
Ah, right. I always forget that any trip, even a plane trip for you, involves driving. I think we're driving to your wedding. We may spend some time in California around the time of your wedding. I need to spend some time in Northern California. Humboldt County, man.
Sweet.
Dude. You know what I'm talking about, dude.
Oh, totally. No.
Yeah.
Poncho says that he thinks you wanted to talk about the Klan updates.
The Klan permission updates?
Sure.
They're great.
I have no idea what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically talking to, you know, a lot of the people in a lot of clans and saying, I mean, what Xenophobe did was talk to the people in a lot of clans and say, like, hey, what would you change about the permission system if you could change anything? I mean, it's nice now because we can just arbitrarily add more permissions, you know?
Uh-huh.
Instead of it being a big pain in the ass, which it was before, which is why, like, the whitelist stuff didn't have its own permission or anything. You can also now, you can, and this is a little bit confusing, but there isn't any way to do it that's not confusing. You can sort of set up the ranks ordinally so that certain ranks are above certain other ranks.
Uh-huh.
So that way the whole giving somebody the ability to change ranks doesn't allow them to promote themselves or people above them anymore, you know?
That is most.
So that's kind of handy. Like, it's basically you can give somebody effectively all of the powers that the leader has except the ability to edit ranks with the permissions. And it's handy.
I was just
now we just got to figure out
the ability to have other people do the whitelist.
Yeah, yeah. The only real issue I think that there is now is that the whole inactive leaders thing, which I'm wondering if it might not be a bad idea. I don't really know how we would go about doing this, like, because there's just not really any good way to handle it. The way that I'm handling it right now, though, is terrible, so I wouldn't mind changing it. Like, if the clan leader gets deleted, then it just gives the clan to the person with the lowest player ID who's in the clan. Which, I mean, maybe if a clan leader is inactive for, like, 30 days, the people who occupy the highest rank get the ability to, like, assume leadership of the clan, I thought, as a solution. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's the right thing to do. Because, I mean, I feel like if you're a clan leader and you're missing for a month, it's hard for me to imagine that not always being, like, desirable, you know?
Yeah.
Sizzler says, the Untinker says that the Gnolls keep punching him in the eye. Could you give him a black eye? That'd be funny and also make the Untinker look different than the Crackpot Mystic. The Untinker and the Crackpot Mystic are actually the same guy. He's just more or less crazy depending on which of his houses he's in.
Oh, okay. I thought they were from different parts of the timeline.
No. Only different parts of the subway line.
Ah.
The space line.
Different sandwiches.
Arrested Development is a funny show. The brother and the sister are sitting there, and the brother says, you know, it's great, we have such a connection. We're always finishing each other's, and the sister says, sandwiches? And the brother's like, no, why did you think I was going to say, and the sister says, sandwiches? I was going to say sandwiches that time.
That's excellent.
Boy. Yeah, that show is so fucking great.
Oh,
Ron says, if account A has email address A and account B has email address B, and both accounts choose to change your address to the other one on the same day, what happens in 2 weeks? Do they both get switched or do neither? You wouldn't actually be able to do that because you can't switch an email address to another email address that's associated with a player account. So one or the other of those switches, actually, they would both fail. Yeah, so no issue there. Sparkle Maker says, I have tried several different recipes to make the hot stuffing. Can you at least hint at what Hot Stuff's mom does with her stuffing? Fruit-filled, meat-filled, oysters, bread, etc. I can hint at the kind of stuffing I do to Hot Stuff's mom.
Go ahead.
The hint is, I fuck her a lot.
Could you be a little more discreet? Less discreet.
I don't know. Yeah, that part of Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. We added our own little secret ingredient, if you know what I mean. I'll give you a hint. It's semen. Yeah. Then they say animal semen, which I didn't notice the first time, but that kind of ruins the joke in my mind.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Seems like way too much work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why would you do that when you could just jack off in the mayonnaise? Or jack off at the mayonnaise? Ragnapok 3 says, make the mushroom spores distinguishable, please. No. That's part of the game. Is you not knowing. Neville DenJacoby reporting some kind of issue with the snow cones maxing out without the MP maxing out. That's... I can think of some things that might cause that, but I don't know what they are offhand. I'll make a note of that to look at some point. Ron says, about time Jake got off his lazy ass and made a beer bottle image. Yeah, while I was gone, they changed one of the beers to be a bottle, but they made the Schlitz a bottle. Schlitz doesn't come in bottles.
That's just wrong.
So anyway, I fixed it. They also, there was a six-pack of cans that opened into six bottles. That was hasty and not cool. And then when I find out who did it, they're fired.
Well, you already fired me. You're losing staff pretty rapidly.
That's true.
As fast as I lost staff after I busted my nut in your mom. Wow.
You just said busted a nut.
I know when I
you know, I mean,
that
joke is kind of funny, but it made you become what you despise. I still, the only context, you know, the only way that I think, like, the whole ejaculating equals busting a nut thing is funny is when you describe the actual ejaculate as nut.
Which is just
like,
wild.
You know, I got some nut on your mom's face. Oh, boy.
That would be funny if my mom was named Meg, but she's not.
That's... yeah, so we... In one of the items that we've got in there for future stuff is like it's finally an item that I was able to have a graphic called nutsack.gif.
Mm.
So I'm pretty happy about that.
Word.
001 says, since you went AOL last Monday, I was forced to listen to some old JNS shows for my weekly fill. Something I noticed was that in the earlier JNS shows, you, Jick, used to have a problem where you would explain something and then slowly the sound of your voice starts to fade. Lately, your new speech disorder is to turn your statements into a question. Example, welcome to the Jick Show. I'm Jick. Has Anchorman gotten to you, too? I don't remember anything about Anchorman that was like that. I need to watch Anchorman again. I was kind of only half paying attention.
Do I need to watch Anchorman for the first time, do you think?
Based on what I've seen from, like, watching the second half of it, it's just really, really funny. Huh. Like, sort of out of nowhere. Like, it doesn't seem like something that would be at all interesting or compelling. But apparently, I mean, and I just think this is kind of interesting, the way that they filmed it was just to sort of ad-lib every scene over and over and over again and just record, like, hundreds of hours of footage and then just pick the funniest ones.
That's kind of groovy. Which, I mean, that's what they did for Spinal Tap. As well, and that is a classic.
I would think, though, that there would be a temptation, at least if I were doing it that way. What was funny to you would no longer necessarily be what was funny to the audience, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it's like one, like, if something happened that was, like, kind of an in-joke among the crew or whatever, the cast, and you were like, oh, that's really funny, that's obviously the funniest one, and then it's not.
Yeah.
You know? But, I don't know. Moth is asking for a slash prime command, that works like slash who, only it only shows users whose player IDs are prime numbers.
Huh. But then what would the slash Optimus command do?
I don't know. Yeah, Dr. Hobo points out that the fly swatter and the tongs don't work if they're in your offhand in that quest that that requires you to use them. So,
yeah, they probably should.
Liquidy Poo says, "Hey there, Jick and Scully. Are you guys ever going to do anything with that empty space on the main map?" Oh yeah, oh yeah.
There is no empty.
Rudd, who I hope is Paul Rudd playing this game, because Paul Rudd is cool. He's my favorite character in Wet Hot American Summer. Can you make it so we can see how many canned airs we have breathed? No, we can see how many canned airs you've breathed. But favorite spleen item or whatever, it's not. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose on your own consumption, we might. I guess it wouldn't hurt to show that. You know, what is it? Because you can't, when you're looking at your, you can't look at somebody else's consumption records, right? I mean, you can only look at yours. Like, if you click favorite food and it gives you that list of everything you've eaten, nobody else can look at that for you, can they?
I don't think so.
Wow, why is my favorite food Lucky Surprise Egg? That must actually be what I've eaten the most of. Like, it's not, I didn't, like, stuff it or stack it or flip it, stick it. Flip it and stick it.
Lick it, slam it, suck it?
Oh, hell no. What's up, dog? It's so great having a dog because we can say that all the time. And we see the dog, we're like, oh, hell no. What's up, dog?
And not sound dumb.
And then my roommate's all like, hey, kid, I'm a computer. What? Although you don't think those are funny, huh?
The one.
The G.I. Joe PSAs with the edited audio.
I was fully expecting them to be very, very funny, but they turned out to be the Aqua Teen Hunger Force kind of funny, which is not. And it's I have an idea. Let's rewrite the dialogue for these cheesy PSAs, and that'll be really funny. Wait, first, let's smoke 12 bowls of weed.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
Some of them are really funny. I don't know, man. You got problems.
I do. The DJ does not sufficiently revolve for me to solve them.
Yeah. Rudd says that trying to figure out Count D's gender is like trying to figure out where the Simpsons live.
I doubt that, because there generally would have to be only two options.
Yeah, that's true.
St. Louis meat notwithstanding. Sorry.
Now. 001 says, "Dear Jick, do you ever get people to play video games for you? Because although the game is given great ratings, it's just not fun to play, such as the Ultima games or Fable." I never actually played a single Ultima. I think I might have tried to play the NES port of one in the beginning, and I remember thinking it was cool that it chose your class based on you answering a bunch of moral questions. Mm. You know, what would you do in this situation? And turned out I was always the fat black dude.
Huh.
Who I think was, I forget what he was, like a tinker or something? Yeah, anyway. You know, I'd like to think that if I was around in the Old West, I'd be the guy who had like the cart with all the pots and pans and stuff hanging off of it, and I'd tink things.
Uh-huh.
And everybody'd call me the old tinker. And I'd be like, yeah, I've been tinking all day. Buy something. Yeehaw. That's what I would have done.
Excellent.
I don't know, maybe I was a 49er or perhaps a Steeler who failed at 49ing.
And so you had to turn to crime.
And turn to tinking.
Oh, I see.
It's sort of weird that, you know, tinker doesn't actually mean someone who tinks. It means someone who tinkers. I guess a doctor isn't someone who docts.
They're not someone who doctors either. Well, I guess they are, aren't they?
You can do some doctoring. Although, I think that's more of a...
Okay, now you've just given me the idea for this, like, really hip commercial for the, like, a Baptist church. Like, a whole bunch of skateboarders, like, do the doctrine!
Okay. Did you ever see that Saturday Night Live commercial for Preparation H with the skateboarders?
No.
They were trying to make Preparation H all cool. And it's like, Jimmy Fallon is some skateboard punk, and he's at the end of the commercial, he's like, I'm going to drop an H-bomb on my Rizoids. Which, I mean, it was like an island of really funny in the midst of a very bleak period of Saturday Night Live history. Oh, let's see. Bunny of Andler says, have either of you noticed the thread in community about KOLCon 3? Would you please post in it with some information that's as specific as it can be as of now? Well, pretend that I already have, because the amount of information that I've already given you is the amount of specific information that exists. I suspect that before too long we will at least have a venue and a date selected.
Yeah.
Really all we need is a date. I mean, I know that we'll do the GameWorks thing on the Friday, because that just worked out really well.
Yeah.
Had we had a little bit better communication with the people, it would have worked out even better, but I think we can take care of that this time. Yeah, I think, like, my goal was to try and find somewhere to do it inside so we could do it earlier, but I think that I might just be shit out of luck on that front. We can get the larger pavilion of the same park as last time, and it turns out you can rent portable swamp coolers for, like, nothing. It's like, I like $60 or $70 a day for one that will heat, or one that will heat. Yeah. We're getting space heaters for the park, because that was the one complaint people had about last year, is that it wasn't hot enough.
They didn't get to take off all their clothes.
Yeah, some of they them. Only had to take off some of them, yeah.
Glebe says, stop me if you've heard this one, because I blanked out for a second, sorry. Since Arizona's weird, how will daylight savings time affect the game? Will rollover be later? What about the radio schedule?
We were just talking about that today. When does the time change?
Sunday. Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday. All right. We should just start doing the radio show in shifts. Since, basically just making the same jokes over and over again. So, I don't know. Like, I was... Ow, shit. I don't know. Like, rollover will change. I mean, if we don't do anything, rollover will get an hour differenter. Which way are we going this time? I mean, which way is everybody else going?
They're springing forward.
Oh, it's spring?
Yeah. Okay.
I never quite got the order of the seasons down. It's winter, spring, summer, fall.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Yeah, so they're springing forward, meaning...
They're going an hour ahead. So we
yeah,
have
so
to
roll
move
over
our
will
show
be an
back.
Hour... Rollover will be an hour earlier for everyone else. Our show will... We usually change. We usually just... Because the radio schedule is based on Eastern Standard or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
So we change the times of our shows. Although I don't want to do it such that rollover... Like, it's okay, I feel like, for rollover to happen at the end of one of the shows, but I don't want it to happen at the beginning of one of the shows. I mean, I suppose we could... So for us, rollover is going to stay at the same time. For everyone else, what would we need to do for the radio show to happen at the same time? We'd have to do it an hour later?
An hour earlier.
Oh, an hour earlier.
Yeah, so we'd do the show 6 to 8.
Okay, so then maybe what I should do is we should do our show 6 to 8, and then I should not actually change the Thursday show, so that way both shows can just avoid rollover completely.
Yeah.
Although there won't be any questions coming in the most of our questions come in like the hour or so leading up to the show. I'd have to do the system announcements earlier or something, because there'd be all the time leading up to the actual start of the show, the game would be down. So I could also figure out how to not have the game down for that long.
Yeah.
Naked Jew says, the effect text for Black Tongue should have a reference to the song Black Tongue by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I've never heard the song Black Tongue, nor anything by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
I've heard that one, you know, the Wait, She Don't Love You Like I Love You one, which you probably haven't heard.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they're a good band. They kind of sound like the Pretenders.
What do the Pretenders sound like?
They're the ones who've got Brass in Pocket, Who Will Stand By You, Who Went Back to Ohio and Their City Was Gone.
Oh, wow. I get it.
Who Are Back on the Chain Gang.
Oh.
Good band.
Yeah. Dirty Diaper says, why are there so many They Might Be Giants references? Because we hate They Might Be Giants.
Mm-hmm. Just like all those little kids on the John Henry album cover. I always wanted to carry a big banner that would take two people to hold that says, we hate They Might Be Giants to a They Might Be Giants show. But then I would wonder if they wouldn't immediately get the joke and would think we were just being assholes.
Hmm.
And then I thought, I hate it when people bring banners to concerts and hold them up in front of everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When, They Might Be Giants today. It's something recently.
Yeah, none that are anywhere near us.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the Southeast, if I remember correctly.
Whoa, I don't know if you can hear that or not. I hope not.
I can't.
Wow, okay, so that's really, that guy is cool. I don't know who that guy is. He's like an NPR correspondent, and he started doing stuff on The Daily Show, and apparently if you go to tmbg.com, there's like a video with him reciting some stuff. I don't know his name.
Is it Ira Glass?
No, it's not Ira Glass. It's not one of the like main guys from NPR. It's like a guy from NPR in the same way that like Sarah Vowell is from NPR. Uh-huh. You know, it's like a guy who does stuff regularly. He's pretty funny though. He makes jokes like we would make if we were on The Daily Show.
So
you know, I have grown to really just love The Daily Show.
I'm glad to hear it.
I never knew what it was before. You know.
Yeah.
I remember people telling me about it years ago, but I never had cable. But now I get my daily fix of heroin, and then I pass out on the couch with The Daily Show playing. Occasionally I get some sort of hallucinatory chunks of it. Yeah. Anyway, that guy's funny.
Yeah, so their shows are D.C., Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Philadelphia, or Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Connecticut.
That sucks.
Nice fucking tour.
Huh. Maybe we should look into getting them out here again for Con.
Because those negotiations were going so swimmingly.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like, I mean, I guess there really just aren't any real venues that we could. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for the record, folks, we did try to get They Might Be Giants at Con 2, but we weren't able to deal with their management people very successfully.
Well, I mean, and I think the restrictions were such that we would basically have to find a place that they would play anyway.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we'd end up having to pay the band and the venue, which I suppose we could afford, but that can't be the way it normally happens, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, I would spend $5,000 in a heartbeat to get They Might Be Giants to come out for, you know, to just be playing in town during the con, right? And I feel like it's got to be profitable to have a band play somewhere, or no band would ever play anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I can't imagine. I feel like what normally happens? Like, the venue would pay the band to come, and then they would split ticket sales or whatever?
Uh-huh.
So, I got to believe that if 5 years ago it was profitable for the MLB Giants to play somewhere out here, there's got to be a place out here now that if we said, hey, look, if you can, if you think you could lose $4,000 by having the MLB Giants play here, we will make that up to you and you'll make $1,000. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it can't be that hard to make something like that happen because people who don't spend money on it make it happen, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess there's just some trick you have to know. I guess there just really aren't any venues here that are appropriate to that kind of thing anymore.
I'm tired.
I don't know why I'm tired. I didn't get up until like 1.
Yeah, I canceled my class today because it was at 11:30 and that was way too early to get up.
Your class that you teach?
Uh-huh.
How many times are you allowed to do that in a semester?
Well, if I notify the main office so they put the sign up on the wall and everything, and then I'm sure that I only get a couple of those before they get tired of it. But yeah. If I can just send an email to all of my students and say, today's a research day, and then that's fine.
Huh. No, that's cool. What kind of research do you have them do?
Well, I can almost get away with that right now because they're doing papers that require them to research to make an argument.
Huh. Like an argument to a function?
Uh-huh. No, it isn't. Yes, it is.
let's go to the anniversary party. Get it? A function.
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference between a function and a form? Or, you know, something like what makes a particular event a function?
Between a function and a soiree, a clam bake, or a shindig.
Right.
There are just really subtle gradations of festivity, I think.
Yeah. All the gradations I've ever met are pretty subtle. Like serpents.
Yeah, like Gibbok. That's one subtle motherfucker.
I wouldn't describe him as a great Asian, though. Just a decent Asian. Yeah.
So that all started with Dirty Diaper's question. Just to snap back to reality.
Oh, there goes gravity. Yeah, that's why there are so many They Might Be Giants references. It's because we... hate They Might Be Giants. Archangel UK says, hey, JNS, shouldn't the Captain Planet reference on the Flavor of Magic description be Earth, Fire, Wind instead of Earth, Wind, Fire, so it's the order it's done in the show? That's not a reference to Captain Planet. It's a reference to that band. That's
really
the only context in which it makes sense, because Heart is also a band.
Yeah.
And they went on tour together.
They really say Earth, Fire, Wind? That's retarded.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's exactly the only reason why that show was retarded.
Because, I mean, I guess if they were in an order, it would be either water, earth, wind, fire, or fire, wind, earth, water. I mean, because the idea, right, was that they go to their proper levels. It's like water is underneath earth, is underneath air, is underneath fire.
Huh. I could swear that I always heard it Earth, Wind, Water, Fire. Because that's alphabetical.
What? No, it's not.
Oh, so now you're trying to tell me what order my alphabet can go in, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's... yeah, no, that isn't alphabetical even doing some, like, tricks. Like alphabetical by second letter or something. Dr. Van Van Mojo was asking some stuff about the half shell thread in the forums and our thoughts on that. I'm gonna hold off on that. We'll talk about that on Thursday because that's gonna get really mechanic-y.
Yeah.
Oh, my cat certainly likes getting in the way of things. Loathing Lord Store Person.
Wow.
Says, how long till you guys roll out the new adventures? I don't know. There'll be some new Adventures soon at some point. I don't know. Criswell says, I know queries take time, so could you start one now so it'll be ready in time for the show? I would like to know how many spooky fairies and how many sleazy fairies exist in the kingdom, not counting xenophobes. That's actually pretty easy to do. I got a report that gives me that now. There are, it appears, 27 sleazy gravy fairies, and there are 35 spooky gravy fairies. Proto01 says, do you actually call each other Jick and Mr. Skullhead around the office? And why 11? No. I'm actually kind of against using game names. Although Riff has fucked me all up on that because that's what he goes by in real life. My wife keeps trying to get me to call her Phoenix.
That's weird. She never wants me to call her Phoenix.
Yeah.
Even when I'm in her. Sorry.
Listen. I'm a grown-up now. You can't make those stupid jokes with me anymore, Josh.
Oh, yeah. You've moved on.
Oh, shit. So, everybody knows your name is Josh.
Yeah, there's your answer to what we actually call each other.
Buffaroo, I usually try and remember it.
Buffaroo Maximu says, in the Alley Adventures, Hammer Time, Happy Birthday, and Novgoblin Intrigue, Moxious is spelled with an X, and the Spared in the Dark Adventure spells it M-O-C-K-S-I-O-U-S. That's because it's in reference to you having mocked something.
Yeah.
So, it's a play on words. We do that occasionally.
Yeah. Divine Coffee Binge says, dude, the kingdom can build a giant cannon in a week, but Hank's takes months to rebuild. Sup with that? Is the Penguin Mafia stonewalling construction? No, it's just still on fire.
Yeah. Oh.
So they keep building it, and they forget to put the fire out first, and then it burns down again?
Hmm.
I mean, they didn't start the fire, so they always forget to put it out.
I thought the ones that didn't light it were the ones who are most likely to be trying to find it.
Yeah, that's true. Like Harry Truman and Doris Day.
Uh-huh. And the Space Monkey Mafia.
Yep. Mallrat, please, says, can you tell Jick my character's name is Bad Religion, and I did an article about KOL in my school newspaper, and I got 30 people to join. Somebody should send us a copy of that school newspaper.
Indeed.
To the donation address. That'd be cool. Armax says, the new stuff in the Cobb's Knob Lab is awesome, but will those silly goblins ever figure out how to make crystal meth? Why do you think they're all so skinny?
Yeah.
Tiny Plastic Egg White says, is it possible to do /who clan name to find out how many people of a certain clan are online? No, because what if somebody made a clan called Newbie? I'm sure there is one called Newbie. The Gunrun says, hey guys, thank you for answering all my questions at the end of your show on March 13th. Do you think you guys could possibly try re-implementing Skyping people in for your show? That'd be funny to Skype in the Gunrun.
Yeah. It would certainly make it a lot easier for us.
Yeah.
So we could just feed him some candy and just let him rant for an hour or so. That too.
The Gunrun says, why haven't you guys started your sci-fi game you guys used to always talk about on the radio? I want to see more Stargate/Back to the Future/Doctor Who/Don Quixote references. Why would Don Quixote references be in a sci-fi game?
Because the windmills that weren't giants were actually robots.
Oh, I see. You know, so there's that new Doctor Who series on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Right.
I saw the first one, and I was like, that's awful.
That sucks.
You know, it's weird. It's the guy. I couldn't figure out who the guy was, so I had to go look it up on IMDb. But the guy who is the doctor is the guy who played the leader of the army guys in 28 Days Later.
Uh-huh.
Only he's not at all serious. It's like the show is really silly.
Huh.
Which,
have you seen any of the BBC Doctor Who?
No, I never have.
I haven't either. So I don't know.
I was surprised, though, to find out. Let me look at this. I had no idea until I looked it up. The show ran for 27 years.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? 27 years, man.
Yeah, but since they switched the lead character out a couple of times, and it didn't run consecutively.
No, I think they switched the lead character out like 10 or 12 times.
Yeah, and
what this thing said.
It didn't run all 27 years consecutively. I just think of it as different series.
Huh.
Like, I wouldn't say Star Trek ran for 30 years, counting The Next Generation as part of the original series. I guess. Maybe. Something like that.
I don't know. She Made Me Do This says, who is actually in charge of KOL? The angel who gave us the steel tablets.
No, it was Jesus.
What was it?
Yeah.
Did Jesus bury... No, Jesus buried them there, and the angel told us where they were.
Uh-huh. And then
gave us the magic goggles.
And then we lost all of that.
Did you do nothing? Fred Levi says, Sword and Martini guy. Does that mean it came first and was Jick's avatar second, or was it always Jick? Yeah, it came first and was my avatar second. Lilith asks, how is a raven like a writing desk? Seriously.
Edgar wrote on both. I think that's the only answer to that anybody's come up with.
Yeah. What is that from?
I think I got it off of some annotated Alice website.
But it is in Alice in Wonderland?
Okay. I mean, it wasn't in Alice in Wonderland, but that's the riddle that they ask that they never give the answer to.
Yeah. No, that's what I... So the riddle itself is from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Okay. Fred Levi asks, if I have a favorite Katamari Damacy cousin, and if so, is it Johnson? No.
No and no?
No and no.
Uh-huh.
I don't like Katamari Damacy. let's see. Kahufu says, question for the dynamic duo. When level 15 Ascend gets implemented, will the existing Naughty Sorceress challenges get scaled up, or will new ones be kludged together to fill in the gap? I don't know what's going to happen with that, actually. You don't know. We haven't decided yet. Fred Levi says, Jick should equip a white sword and create his own offhand item as an offhand martini so he could be like his avatar. Does that make Jick left-handed? I'm not left-handed. Being left-handed is for faggots.
Okay. That was my stinging rebuttal, apparently.
Yeah, it stings your boyfriend's buttle when you faggot out on him.
Faggot out on them?
And faggot into him. And you give him the hot stuffing.
Right.
Silverwolf 727 says, Jick, how does the dev team work? When new content is added for testing, do you tell them what it is, or do you let them stumble around like drunken idiots trying to find it? We usually tell them what it is and where. Sometimes we'll put stuff in without it actually... Ow! I just folded my eyelid backwards over itself, and it really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you what I was trying to do when I did that. We occasionally will slip something in there without telling them, you know, if it's something that doesn't really require testing, because we like for them to occasionally get some surprises, too. But in general, like, when they log into the game, they'll see little notifications above the main map that are like, hey, guys, we did this and this and this. Please bang on it and let us know if anything's busted.
You want to take a little break? Play a little music?
Yeah, why not?
Do a little dance? All right. like 10 and a half minutes, looks like. So we'll see you in a second, y'all.
Nerdcore, rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore, rise up. It could get elevated.
leaf. Rest assured, they sleep hard no longer. We deliver the hits to give kids with the spectacular fits. I seen one nerd foam the mouth in his leaf. He was me in the mirror rhyming, brushing my teeth. And now the heat's weeds off, don't babble 300 bar. I get no error while compiling my rhyme. The slipshod rap stylings of the hip kids continue to vex. To get sex, money, power, but the jams are like flecks of sea foam against the great reef of my boredom. I seen them trying to act cool, ignored them, scored some geeked out beats in the mic. Some jugglers I kick it with don't even know I rap this, alright? Cause soon the whole nerd core will congregate. And culmination of the monkey going off, cause they nerd core will rise up if you get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerd core rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated. We put a towel in the blender and the table and spectacles. We can buy the assembler. We'd each make a respectable Dio Spangler. Your despicable heckling snide remarks make it all the more delectable to mark a Jekyll and Hyde departure from the larger normal previous status quo. The clever dicks like us apply the baddest flow to Cimmerix. And that is over rhetoric. We don't just rip shop, we mop the shop floor with rappers who romanticize the third album we've got for each. And we exceed your reach. We're worldwide bed slingers with the confinement of the dirty mind of the girl guys. Dead fingers with his old gunman, the baby Jonathan Edwin Warren from season 6 of BBS. Virginia to the Medivians. The scene is special. The BBS where we write rap and acty vows with nappy styles of blink and blot. It makes your father blink and love. The fun a lot owns you. It's Steven Hawker Rock Source. We're not even docking, so many cats are dog on the top score. Our stuff got the top score spot. Yours is not. Sorry, stick to the shockwave games. Looking shots at the top 40. I made my own doom watch, dick wad. My own sprite to use father stay home night.
Nerdcore, rise up. It can get elevated.
Nerd, when you say it, you best say it with awe, cause I'm the type of nerd that will bust your jaw. A nerdcore player, I've paid my dues, got lowered suspension and chromed out shoes. Hear ye, in case you ain't heard, 20-05 be the year of the nerd. Nerdcore gonna be crazy large, any the NIC bitch, the nerd's in charge. We bust more rhymes than Theodore Giesel did, got more game than a 2600 for punk MCs who player hate. We got one word, just a matter of time for we're household names, so you best suck up now before fortune and fate put our asses out of reach of your quivering lips as we ride to the top on an Nerdcore tip.
Nerdcore, rise up, it could get elevated. All in with all of those tough rappers hated. If the Nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
I know that possibleness is not a crumb in a word. Every syllable injected is intended to be the one you heard. An absurd juxtaposition of mission and goal. Front a lot about to roll is the coma. Up tight and smoke it. Nerdcore's about to sit there till you poke it. Wanna prod it? See if it'll kick while the smart kids calculate the hip-hop shit. Got a vast network of subversives and criminals who sit in front of the screens all heedless of ridicule these days. The complexion cleared up, but the rhyming remains. And I think the same thought with great regularity that I'm the best MC that I could bear to begin. I'm scared to be either dope or dorky or bound the high road even if it looks quirky or un.
Nerdcore will rise up, we can get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we can still the possibleness of this not overstated. Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Bottles in the back of my brain, I see Italy, there be nothing but pain up on that. It's black bear, it is a crap. On that spider webs and pinning bear traps. And so the battle makes the moves crack. Turn down plans, go so fast, can't turn back. Can't turn around, and can't keep going. Can't stay put, can't get below it. Can't get above it, can't knock it down.
working miracles like the book of Genesis, outlining what my thesis. I can't even rap, so for now I'll throw some punchlines all over this track and ask. We in Seattle are now made a pack with us and we took on the tip. Now I got a Chinese on the phone telling me that I'll shoot while they boot beat. Saw my first mixtape for sale the street, has to a t-shirt and some BB. Suddenly I'm the one committing crime, letting mixtapes that happen to be mine, but that's fine. At least my job is getting done. Expansion of the English language, phase one.
About in a long time, that one with the tiny face, is he now on your mind? I was never much in your life, but now you can only think of me. When you're concentrating on someone else, your response goes when you're trying to read. You can only nonchalance belies the fact that you can only think of me. You
All right, so, yeah, I had some music there, and now the music time is over. Time for talking is now.
And I just got back just in time.
Just in time. That's my friend Justin's personal, how punctual he is and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's better to be just in time than Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yes. That town sucks.
Although, I gotta say that having seen him on Saturday Night Live, I actually have quite a bit of respect for him.
No kidding.
Because he was good on Saturday Night Live. Like, he seems pretty smart and, you know, pretty reasonable. I mean, I don't know.
Huh.
I was really surprised. It was one of those things where, like, you expect something. Like, it was like hearing Rob Zombie on Loveline. Like, I was expecting him to just be kind of a jackass, but no, turns out he's really cool.
See, I would think that Rob Zombie would actually be kind of groovy to talk to. Because the way that he makes music and movies shows that he has this kind of sense of humor and, like, really appreciates old pop culture and likes to riff on it.
Yeah.
And I didn't really like the song Astro Creep until I realized that the entire song was pretty much from the point of view of Roy Batty from that movie with the Blade Runner. Yeah.
Hmm.
Then I was impressed. It's good stuff.
I'm trying to figure out where we were in the questions. We have a lot of questions, it looks like. Oh, it was the last thing I did, I think, was counting the spooky and sleazy gravy fairies. No. Marches. Oh, wow. The newspaper thing, crystal meth thing. Wow. Why do I suck at this?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, but I've also got Ivel Durf with You Should Have It That Both Moons Can Be Full Every Once in a While is about when we... Oh, then Silver Wolf's question about the dev team. That was the last one.
Right. I was thinking about the weird. I could have sworn that... Huh. Something's weird here. Okay. He must have asked that more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Kenobi says, what do you think of Vin Diesel being cast as Master Chief in Halo the movie? I could fucking care less about Halo the movie or the video game. That has got to be the single most overrated video game that has ever been made.
Yeah.
I like Vin Diesel, but...
I hope that's not going to keep him from playing me in the Kingdom of Loathing movie.
Yeah. That'll be nice, because he'll totally get to make out with Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, the whole moon thing, I got to thinking the other day that it'd be fun to shake that up a little bit. Shake it up, I tell ya. So, like, I don't know, a comet hits the moon, sends it spinning out of controls.
Controls?
Yeah, spinning out of controls. No, because I never intended for the moons to interact the way that they do.
Uh-huh.
You know? And we could fuck with Grimace, and it wouldn't really mess up the months or anything, you know? Trouble is, what with each of them having the same number of phases, it doesn't make sense to spend, like, 2 days new, and then 1 day at a quarter, and then 2 days at half, and then 1 day at three quarters, and then 2 days full, or anything, you know?
Uh-huh.
So maybe I should... I don't know. Maybe I should divide it into a different number of phases so that they don't always line up exactly the same. Because, it'd be neat, I feel, if the stat days were also not as regular as they are. I think other people would disagree with me because stat days have become so important to everybody's strategies, at least the ascension stuff. But, I mean, I always wanted for the moons to be unpredictable, but they're just totally not,
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's time for a comet to hit Grimace. Because if Grimace had, 11 phases instead of 8, then I don't know what that would look like. I'd have to plot it out for a while. and see what it would do to the distribution of stat days. Yeah. That's got to scare everybody.
And we're totally breaking the tiny plastic swords.
Yep. Pokemon says, how many secret accounts do you have that you use to spy on the public with? 10, 20, 17,000? It's closer to 17,000 than anything else. Glorious Death says, how about an XXX tattoo for 30 ascensions? Surely more triple X action is in the game, the better.
I don't know. If it's triple X is in porn, then okay. But triple X is in Vin Diesel, not so much. Triple X as in Vin Diesel doing porn, that's more Jake's thing than mine.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, because I do like porn more than you do because I'm straighter.
Yeah, especially the porn where there are no women.
Nobody makes gay porn.
No.
You know me, and our listeners know me. I like the porn where there are only women. Hey, JNS, says Jeffrey Duke. Do you think you'll ever make a way for us to get rid of our spare Crimbo toy parts? Maybe like how you did the NPZR to get rid of the zombie pineal glands? I didn't really do it to get rid of the... Oh. Follow-up. I know the NPZR wasn't just to get rid of the pineal glands, but I'm just saying. Oh, and I need more cowbell. Mm-hmm. He has a fever, Mr. Skullhead.
And that fever and is asks, old jokes.
Well, actually, I guess I should answer this question. I don't know. I would actually be happy if we, in next year's Crimbo content, sort of turned that around and did incorporate the parts from last year.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hate to say that we're going to, like, reintroduce them as being acquirable again and sort of bottom out that that collector's market, but I don't know. We're, you know, you can trust us to come up with something that will be fun, at least.
Yeah,
I don't know. And Naked Jew asks, how come Hot Stuff isn't on the Thursday show anymore? I demand more Hot Stuff. Hot Stuff, he doesn't live here, so he spends certain periods of time in town, and when he's in town, he is on the Thursday show sometimes. I mean, it was just sort of coincidental that he did it a few times in a row, because he spent like a month here. He's coming back out end of next month. Urban Kenobi asks what our biggest fantasies are.
One of my fantasies is to watch Vin Diesel and Jennifer Connelly make out. So hopefully we'll get that done pretty soon.
I've always wanted to be swallowed by a whale that was then swallowed by some kind of giant space whale.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd fly around. Only I wouldn't be able to see anything. Because even if I could see out of the whale that I was in, I wouldn't be able to see out of the giant space whale.
Right. That's weird. I just finished reading a book in which some whales were actually little, like, basically biomechanical submarines.
Oh, yeah? What book was that?
It's called Fluke, or I know Why the Winged Whale Sings. Another Christopher Moore book, which Christopher Moore is something you really got to start reading, because I think you would enjoy
it. Yeah. Yeah, the wife bought one of those, I believe. I'll have to read that. I just finished up. I've read, like, two books a year since I started working on this game. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But while I was on the trip, I read most of, and then I finished yesterday the new Stephen King.
Oh, what did you think?
The further I got into it, the more I liked it. Did you read it?
Cell?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was... very, very pleased with the way that it ended, or, you know, failed to end.
Yeah.
I thought that he finally got the message. Like, if you're not sure which ending to go with, just don't end it.
Yeah, go with both.
Yeah.
Go with the ending in your readers' heads. Because the best thing, Mr. Skullhead, is your imagination.
Yeah.
Conan was all wrong. Imagination is what is best in life.
What if you're imagining destroying your enemies and seeing them driven before you?
See, that's the thing. You can imagine that, and then you can also imagine all kinds of other stuff.
You can imagine all the people living for today.
Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy if you try.
Word.
Severus says, if the spooky bicycle chain is spooky, why does it not do any spooky damage? I don't know. Let's look at that. Shall we? Item Spindler. Do a search for spooky. Wow, there are a lot of items in the game that have spooky in the name. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 25 items in the game have spooky in the name.
Huh.
What does it do? It's plus 5 physical damage. Yeah, let's make that plus spooky damage. Poof! Spooky damage. You know, I've probably broken the balance on some carefully designed thing by doing that.
Hmm.
But that's just how I roll. Urban Kenobi says, what upcoming movies are you looking forward to, if any? The only movie I'm aware of that I'm looking forward to is X3.
Yeah, I'd say this summer's comic book movies. There's X3 and Superman Returns. That'll be pretty hip.
What?
Yeah, looks good.
Who are they going to get to play him?
Christopher Reeve.
Oh.
In stop motion.
No, seriously.
Add some unknown, which is exactly how it should be.
Huh. I think Harrison Ford should play Superman.
Yeah, and Christopher Reeve should play Indiana Jones.
Christopher Walken should play Indiana Jones.
Oh, right. Now I'm picturing Christopher Reeve in the wheelchair delivering the pocket watch speech from Pulp Fiction. Thank you very much.
Yep. Wow. I hate Firefox. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, god damn it. Okay. Pokemon says, what languages do you guys speak besides code and gibberish?
I speak Spanish.
I speak a tiny bit of Spanish and a tiny bit of German. Ron says, Zom, Jixon, a new clan. I'm going to go spam the discussion board about it because we have nothing else interesting to talk about.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
We're doing a whole freaking show here. Yep. If you haven't noticed. For fuck's sake.
Neville Den Jacoby says, if you play dueling banjos with one banjo and a mandolin, is it still dueling banjos? Manjos? I think Neville and I had some dueling manjos.
That's kind of... Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Bucket de Mowbray says, could you spend a minute or two discussing what the power numbers on hats, pants, and weapons really work? How they really work or what they really do. Do they change hit/miss chance, damage? What's the relationship to Mox? They change the damage. They absorb damage. So when you get... Your Moxie determines whether or not you get hit. Your Moxie does a little bit of damage reduction. If your Moxie is... No, wait. Your Moxie doesn't do damage reduction. If the monster's power is significantly higher than your Moxie, you take extra damage. Once the amount of damage that you take is determined, then the power of your armor, hat and pants and shirt and damage, like bonus damage absorption you've got, it generates a percentage, and that's the percentage by which it reduces the damage that you take from the monster. That's how that works. The power on weapons, there's a formula for how much damage the weapon does that changed, so now I don't remember what it is anymore.
Yeah.
5-4 says, the UK has already switched to daylight savings time. Does the rollover happen at the same time, UTC or local time? Will it move with the change to DST? The rollover will always happen at the same time, UTC, because Arizona is always GMT minus 7.
Uh-huh.
It's just that everywhere else in the world changes. Yeah. Falling out of the box says, Mr. Skullhead, what did you eat at 4?
What did I eat it for? Some Campbell's Chunky Soup.
Campbell's Chalky Soup?
Yep, tasty chalky soup. I totally said chunky. I think the replay will bear me out on that.
Cranberry stew. Evil Durf says, is there a reference to Soul Calibur in KOL? There could be, like an evil shape-shifting sword with an eye that blinks. There are some Soul Calibur references in some of the upcoming content. Pokemon asks, when you're making sweet love to one of your bitches, what do you say?
When I
usually say, thank you for letting me make love to you, bitch. And then I say, ouch.
I don't think I've made love to a bitch in a long time.
Really? So you don't think my mom is a bitch?
No, she's really sweet.
Yeah, my mom is really sweet. C Spark says wrestling, like high school wrestling, is right after football season. Look, I don't care when all the jocks at your high school decide to just get rid of the sort of vague cover up for their homosexuality that is football and just go straight into the public butt fucking that is wrestling.
Right.
We're talking about professional wrestling.
It's kind of weird that amateur wrestling is the one that is actually pretty much a sport.
Yeah, that's what So Cool says. Wrestling is the only activity that takes less skill when you move from amateur to professional.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Kenobi asks what our favorite types of sandwiches are. I like smoked turkey, provolone, and mustard on either sourdough or wheat or rye.
So you're pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, if I'm eating a sandwich, that's what it is. I don't really like roast beef, and I don't like pastrami. Every once in a while, I don't like beef sandwiches, though. And, I don't know, I prefer my ham in big, juicy ham steak form.
Uh-huh.
And I generally prefer my pork in bacon form. Although I had pork for dinner, I got a carnitas burrito bowl from Chipotle.
Hmm.
So I've never eaten a Chipotle before. My wife turned me on to it. It's tasty. I like that you can get something that you can actually eat, even though it's a burrito place. Because I've never had any luck with the, like, burritos as big as a baby.
Uh-huh. Or the BBB.
It's much harder than actually eating a baby.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have the arms and the penis and stuff. Because, you know. You know, they say that you can tell a lot about a person by the way they eat a baby.
I thought it was if they, not by the way they.
Maybe that's it. Kalinder says, I made you guys a sign, which I recite in a way that would be funny if you'd ever played World of Warcraft with me and Thor the Mighty and Aedra.
Should I play World of Warcraft? Do you think I would enjoy it?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't have a sense of whether you would like it or not. I mean, it would be a way for you to not bother me for 6 months, uh-huh. If that was what I wanted. Because yeah. If you did get into it, I mean, you know, hardly anybody is just kind of indifferent about it. Although, you know, I play 3 or 4 hours a week, probably, and I'm pretty satisfied with that. Because the less you play, the faster you gain experience when you do play.
No kidding?
To a certain extent. I mean, it used to be, the way they initially conceived it, it was like, the longer, as you played more, you would sort of get punished, like your yield would go down.
Uh-huh.
So they were trying to make it so that, you know, casual people could keep up with the people who had nothing but time on their hands to play the game. But people scream about it too much, which is the past tense of scream. So they made it so there's basically two levels. Like, when you log off in an inn, you start accumulating, like, double experience credit. Hmm. And then when you go out and kill stuff, you get double. So, that, like, the last, like, 10 levels that I've gained has all been that double, because I'll go, like, a week without playing and get a couple levels of that built up. I don't know. I'm always taking my orcish shaman
along with Thor and Aedra, and I'm totally useless because they're just like running me through high level stuff or whatever. Yeah. And I'll just like make some totems and be all like, I made you guys a totem. And it's funny. Lady Luanda says, if you're not finding slutty girls, you aren't looking hard enough. Maybe they just all went to South Padre for spring break. Honey, we got to go to South Padre for spring break. Yeah. Ivel Durf says, how does the Wolfman lycanthrope someone? You're verbing nouns. Yes, and verbing weirds nouns.
I would think that that's a perfectly acceptable way to manipulate the language.
No, verbing weirds language.
Yeah.
Because weird is no no. Ponjo says, Jake, why does Boozer Bear have a casino pass in the mall priced at the integer limit meet? Because we made some change to the mall at some point that let people price stuff really high, and a few people did it, and we never changed it back. And, you know, that's fine. Ponjos again is asking for the option to make the channel tag appear for the channel we're currently in. That way all the rooms would show a tag. Yeah, I keep forgetting to just do that, because I would totally like that. I would use that all the time. Dreamer TK says, what will happen when the new Naughty Sorceress comes around? Will you reset everyone who's defeated her, or just make it optional to retry it with the new content? That we haven't decided. But, you know, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, I would say that the way that we've talked about resetting the leaderboards and everything, it wouldn't be necessary to reset people.
I just mean, like, if there are suddenly some quests that go in before the Naughty Sorceress, do we reset them to that point? You know, if we change the Naughty Sorceress quest, I feel like we should at least give people the opportunity to play through it again.
Right.
Who've beaten it and haven't ascended, you know?
Oh, I see. So you're not talking about... You're talking more about people who are essentially mid-quest.
Or people who are just power leveling or screwing around in the basement or doing something other than ascending after they beat the sorceress, you know?
Yeah.
Urban Kenobi says, can you make the Gruag good for something other than the familiar so they don't just keep building up every ascension? Poof! I've had Riff go back in time and change the fat. Lady Luanda says, sorry, I just had to give you a virtual high-five for the Arrested Development shout-out or what have you. Any references likely to pop up? I don't know. It might happen naturally in the fullness of time.
If only
Ron says, if I can't...
If we could figure out a way to incorporate the band and the show in one reference, I would go for that.
Yeah, yeah. Like if somebody, you know, built a house in Tennessee... Yeah. And then the family moved in there. So, yeah. Ron says, if account A has email address B and account G has email address pi, and they're both going in opposite directions at an angle five times the speed, and both are prime numbers, how boring is algebra?
Incredibly.
The Gunrun asks, what is your cell phone service providers? I use T-Mobile.
So do I. When we call each other on T-Mobile. When we get kickbacks from a cell phone company for promoting them on our show, we get those kickbacks from T-Mobile.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Yep.
Yeah. We also get to fuck Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Which is kind of handy, but you have to sign a 2-year contract.
Yeah. And she won't let you wear a condom, so you're risking signing a lifetime contract.
Right.
You know, to have AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Because Catherine Zeta-Jones has AIDS.
News headline. Dumbasses who created mildly popular web games sued by Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Maybe she drank too much Pepsi. Remember that theme song I wrote for Coke about how Pepsi gives you AIDS?
Yeah.
That's a good song. Lord Tasbotavik is mad at you for insulting ATHF.
F? Huh.
What?
I was just trying to pronounce that. Never mind.
Ivel Durf says, Jick and Skullhead could be secret rare monsters in the cemetery. Jick a misspelled lick and Skullhead a skeleton.
We don't really want to be, you know, I have a character that I play. I'm not a monster.
The gun run says, I'm going to be alone with a girl for about 1.4 hours in a train. What would you do if you were in this situation, assuming you're 16, single, and the girl likes you?
I would probably make out with the girl for 1.4 hours.
See, I would make out with the girl for 0.4 hours and then have sex with her for about 30 seconds.
Right.
And then play video games for 59 minutes and 30 seconds.
I was thinking that you would, like, sit there and stare awkwardly for the remaining time.
Well, no, I'd bring my Game Boy. So it really helps me out with the awkwardness quite a bit. Oh, boy. So did you ever hear the joke about the guy whose wife is really sick and they go to the doctor and the doctor takes the guy out into the waiting room and the doctor says, so doc, what's the diagnosis? And the doctor says, well, we're not exactly sure. It's a weird case, but we do know for certain that your wife either has AIDS or Alzheimer's disease. And the guy says, well, yeah, what should I do? And the doctor says, well, drop her off outside of town. And if she finds her way home, don't fuck her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite jokes.
You like jokes that involve pain, the human condition.
Like the old guy that goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, ah, sorry, sir, it's bad news. You have cancer, and you have Alzheimer's disease. And the guy says, well, at least I don't have cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, I can go for that one.
Yep.
That's a lot kinder.
Let's see. The gun run says, quickly, create an extremely redundant weapon and describe it over the radio verbally.
No.
Yeah, right. The gun run also asks, how much spam would you say we consume on a yearly basis? I would say zero.
Unless you're talking email spam, and even that I don't really consume.
The Gunrun also asks what we're torrenting right now as we read this message. Nothing, because torrent really fucks with the radio broadcasting.
Yep.
But I don't, you know, I don't even know if I have BitTorrent installed on this computer. I haven't really, I don't know. Like, I'm no longer into just collecting media for the sake of collecting media, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like I have so little time to, like, watch shows and stuff that I don't feel like just downloading TV shows or anything.
Yeah, and I don't want to spend the time in front of my computer watching media, and I still haven't figured out how to get stuff off of the computer so I can watch it on a DVD player.
Oh, yeah. I've never tried to actually learn anything. Hey, did you get your,
my copy of Werewolf?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And I watched enough of it to verify that it works, and sooner or later I want to watch the rest of it, because it's not any less funny than I remember it.
Well, Polished Turd asks, did Ooh show that pick number two, Jick?
Do Ooh know the way to San Jose? Oh, he sent me a link to, yeah, we saw that last week's show. The thing that kind of looks like a picture frame made out of clay with the sword and martini guy in it.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yes, he was aware of it.
A Naked Juice says, Scully, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs are like the Pretenders in the same way that Coldplay is, quote, like the Who. That is maybe in one or two songs, but really no. Yeah 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 are much harder rock than the Pretenders. For example, look up the lyrics to, Yeah Yeah.
Whatever.
No finishing that sentence.
So are we,
Bobby No Pants asks what courses you teach and any chance of you getting a scholarship or getting him a scholarship.
I think there's probably not much chance of me getting a scholarship at this point. I have like 6 weeks left of school, which is kind of weird.
Really? And then you'll have your master's?
Yes.
Of baiting?
I still... Actually, somebody said that one art school has a degree that you can get in, like, making marionettes and, like, little stop-motion dolls and stuff. And I think it would be awesome to be a master of puppets.
Yeah.
Pull strings. It'd be fun.
if you could tell people to do stuff, you could perhaps become a master and commander.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to master this other thing and then commander this thing.
Yeah, that really fucked me up for some reason. I'm not at all sure why I read it that way. The Gunrun asks a question that I'm sure is actually relevant. And a lot of people would ask, do any of your students play KOL?
I refrain from giving them any information about that until after the class is over. So none of them have gotten it from me yet. But, and I haven't yet had somebody message me and say, I was in your class last semester. I want to come into Harem. I'll be like, no, because that's creepy.
Yeah, you know, and they would be like, oh, Harem's creepy? Oh, okay. That's what Jick said, but I was hoping to get some corroboration. That's right, kids. Harem is creepy. Count D says, both a raven and a writing desk produce inky notes.
What? Would you describe a raven's call as inky notes?
I don't know.
I think that's what he's implying.
I mean, maybe. Maybe he's talking about a literate squid.
Oh, right.
What's the difference? Oh, how is a writing desk like a literate squid? But how does a writing desk produce inky notes?
Yeah. You fail at riddles, that guy.
The Tort of Lini says, if you're interested in Carol's answer to that riddle, it's because it can produce a few notes, though they are very flat, and it is never put with wrong end in front. Oh, Nevar put with the wrong end in front.
Oh, yeah, Nevar being Raven backwards. Wow. That's a little too clever, I think.
Yeah. It's the sort of cryptic crossword version. Tiffy says, so since Jick is in Arizona, why choose 7:30 p.m. for rollover? Did he live on the East Coast when the game was created and recently moved to AZ? No, it's 7:30 I chose because that tends to be the end of, or near the end of our workday, because we sleep late.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it's not a big deal for us to stay past rollover, the way it would be if it was like midnight.
So you do want to have the opportunity to monitor that stuff.
Yeah. Or, sometimes there's stuff that we have to leave the game down at rollover, like deleting the entire database, for instance.
That takes some planning in advance.
Yeah.
Has anyone posited the theory that we did that on purpose?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
You mean like Black Sunday?
Yeah.
Like how they said we did that on purpose. Captain Kripow says, do you have any idea what those fuzzy Russian hats are called? It's been bothering Vanildar and I recently.
Do you know what those are called? I have one of those, and I don't know if they have any proper name. I'm sure that the internet can tell us.
Slow One Me says, I still think the comet should be named Mayor McCheese. The Gunrun says, what's the best way to get a girl to not leave you? Not like her.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, think about the relationships that you had in your life that you wanted to end. They're never the relationships that the girls want to end.
Oh.
Like, you can't make a girl leave you by being mean to her, because she'll just keep staying.
Oh, here we go. Lilith is our resident Russian expert. She tells me they're called Ushampkas.
Ushampkas?
Ushampkas, which is probably why everyone just calls them fuzzy Russian hats.
I, Crazy Bonal, says, do both of you own a cell phone?
Yeah, we each have our own cell phone. We didn't have to go in together on one.
Yeah. Oh, boy. The Gunrun asks if we're getting a PS3. I don't know. I mean, so far nothing has come out that makes me want to buy an Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
I might have considered picking it up for the new Elder Scrolls game, but it came out on the PC at the same time, and I would pretty much always rather play a game on the PC than on a console.
You're the complete opposite of me in that effect.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, I, like, especially a game with any kind of first-person perspective. Like, I really hate first-person shooters on the television because the screen is far away, the controls are cumbersome. Any game that's at all complicated, I mean, having the keyboard is just, you know, having a joystick with 150 buttons. Really, probably closer to 100. Lucy Space says, Snakes on a Plane. I guess that's really coming out.
Yep. I'm afraid that any chance that had it actually being fun to watch in a campy way is going to be destroyed now, though. Is they got wind of the fact that it was this kind of internet meme that people were talking about it, and they went and reshot additional scenes to make it more, like, campy and more likely to be a cult favorite. And I feel like you can't make something a cult hit on purpose.
Yeah.
There needs to be some kind of sincerity to the movie, and it's sucking. They just can't.
Oh, the gun. Phoenix says that the Gun Run should tomorrow night listen to her and Nama's radio show and ask them for advice about girls because they'll be better at giving it to them than mm-hmm. than we are. Fushigitenshi says, "Who drew the new pinecone picture? It looks upside down. I drew it. I draw them all." Vlad Slipshod says, "Why can't you compromise and just use IE and Firefox like I do? That way you can see both suck equally. They just suck at different things." No, I do. I use Firefox because I got this. I got this new computer at home because my other computer went tits up, and I decided that I was just going to force myself to use Firefox to see if I could get used to it. You know, so I just don't use Internet Explorer on this computer. And I'm getting to where I kind of like the tabs a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
It's hard to... I mean, if I was doing any serious work on this computer, I wouldn't like it. Like, it's handy when I'm... For those times when you're just fucking around surfing the web and you, you know, you look at Metafilter and there's 10 things on Metafilter you want to read, it's handy to be able to open them all in new tabs.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of thing I was talking about. Except I'll do, you know, like KOL and Gmail and several different, you know, all of the websites that I want to use, I'll just put in one window. Probably when I have a multi-monitor display, though, I won't do that.
Some sweet. Yeah. Urban Kenobi says, "What music do you play while you have sex?" Usually I can only play the harmonica. Because it takes both hands when I have sex.
Only a couple of notes.
Haha, it takes both hands when I have sex. Get it?
Oh-ho.
Because I only ever get to have sex with myself, with my thumb up my ass.
Man.
Freak says, "Is some of the new content the donkey show south of the border? I would pay meat for that." Yeah, there was a donkey show.
We never put
Armax says, Armax says you should skip World of Warcraft and go straight to heroin. I found myself really wanting to try heroin. It's such a great thing for, like, young artistic types. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems to have such a great track record for the creative set.
Was that a pun or an accidental pun? Because that was pretty good.
What's that?
Heroin having a great track record.
Oh. Lol. That was an accident.
Ah, well. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody is. I watched Trainspotting. That made me want to do a lot of heroin.
Yeah.
Because, you know, dead babies. And I think we're out of questions. Rick Tilfen says, "So, JNS, what would you do if you were challenged to a duel of honor?" What would you do?
I would ask myself what Jesus would do, and I probably wouldn't be able to figure that out. So, we could do the duel with the one shot. Each person gets one shot on a pistol.
Do not miss your chance to blow.
Yeah, you know. I always figured with the old thing where you got roped into dueling, like, each of you gets to take a shot with a gun at the other person, but only one shot, so we would just probably both fire our guns into the ground.
So, do not miss your chance to blow up.
Or,
what if you fired both of your What if you fired both of your guns at once and exploded into space?
That would suck. Although now that Jake has kept making that lame joke, I would have to say we would make the plan to both fire our guns into the ground, and then I would just kind of like point mine at him at the last second.
Yeah, and we would hope that we wouldn't be like the kid that I knew growing up who shot himself in the foot. growing up. Yeah, the kid I knew growing up. The kid I know growing up. yeah, he shot himself in the foot, and the police asked him what happened, and he wrote it down in the report, and he wrote that he shot at the ground and missed. and then he got arrested for raping some children.
Oh.
Just, in case you were wondering how that story turned out.
So only child rapists shoot themselves in the foot.
Yep, and only you can prevent forest fires.
And forest fires.
so it's 8:54.
Indeed, we got candies on deck.
I hope we don't get a ticket for going 8:55 and an 8:54.
I can't drive 8:55.
You gotta play 99 Problems on the way out. That song is so good.
That would require me to have 99 Problems.
What? You do have 99 Problems.
I have 99 bitches, and not one of them is a problem.
Yeah.
Which is still one of my favorite you quotes. yeah, I actually don't own that song. I'm not opposed to that song.
Uh-huh. Sure you're not. It's good, so you have to hate it.
Yeah,
I'm starting to understand that that's the way things work.
I hate all that is good in the world.
Yeah.
We could go out on some Tricky. I have Tricky and Ed Kowalczyk.
Is he rocking a rhyme that's right on time?
I think so.
Because that's Tricky.
Tricky, no joke. If you're old school enough to get that reference. When did Tricky kind of fade away in Kingdom?
I don't know. Who did that clan history? Does that thing still exist?
Probably. I'm pretty sure that's linked up. I thought that Coldfront had taken over that history project. Huh.
Let's see. History of Loathing, History of Major Clans. It's warehouse23.net. Ah, okay. So it's Trogdor's History of Loathing.
Mm-hmm.
Clan histories. Tricky. Yeah, okay, this was written by somebody.
Yes, it was.
yeah. I can't see any dates. It's not really well split into paragraphs. Wow. Yeah, Tricky was a long time ago. None of these player IDs are higher than 10,000.
Huh.
I don't see what the deal is here.
I don't know. Well, on that note of studying victory, let's go ahead and do our handoff, I think.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week, and you'll be on Thursday, as per usual?
Yes, I will.
All righty. See you in a bit.
Good night, everybody.